Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a little cloudy, but that's okay. It's not raining, and that's a real good thing. We had a caller earlier that wanted to know if she could plant pampas grass in New Hampshire, and it really is a little bit too cold for that. But there are some wonderful ornamental grasses. Now, what I want you to do, Mary, is this. Go to my website, which is paulparent.com. And on the top of the page, it says newsletter. Click where it says newsletter. And it will, once you do that, it will say newest newsletter. If you click on the newest newsletter, it will come up. Scroll down, and about halfway down, on the right side, it will say Newsletter Archive. You click on the archive, and look for September 22. September 22, I did a story on ornamental grasses. And it will tell you what varieties are going to be best for you in New England. But the pampas grass, if you lived in Mississippi or in the Carolinas, no problem. But not in New Hampshire. Now, that we've been working on should be ready within the next couple of weeks, I hope. When the new website comes out, you will be able to, at the top of the website, it will say, search for archive articles. You'll be able to type in ornamental grasses, and that article will come right up to you. This is why we're doing a new website, is we want to give you more information. And there's going to be a lot of information. So all of the stories in my newsletter will now be available to you. So if you're thinking about, let's say, Christmas cactus, you'll be able to type in Christmas cactus, and it will pull the information to the front page for you to read everything about Christmas cactus or poinsettias or any story that I have written will now become available. So we're working hard. We'll have it ready for you. I'll tell you when, and it won't be long, believe me. And the one that I'm going to like is we're going to be posting pictures of your garden. Once we get it set, so if you've got some good pictures that you can send me by email, we will post them in there, and so people can see what you have done. Okay? Now, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got David from Vermont with a question about pennies.
Hey, David, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a bunch of peony bushes in different locations around the house, and I've cut down the plant for the winter. Could you tell me what is a good fertilizer to use on it? I don't believe I've ever put anything on it.
Well, the old-fashioned fertilizer was bone meal. But the problem with bone meal is the raccoons, the skunk, and your neighbor's dog will all smell it, and they'll start to dig, and it will hurt those peonies. They'll probably even dig them right up. So last year, I experimented, and I had wonderful results. And coming up at 8:30, we have some people from a company in Maine who make seaweed kelp. And instead of using bone meal for my tulips and daffodils and various bulbs, I use seaweed kelp and found it far superior. And because there's no bone meal smell, animals were not drawn to it. So I had less of a problem with, like, mice and moles and chipmunks and squirrels digging in my garden because they smelt the bone. So I use seaweed kelp, and it is a wonderful product. It's being harvested and dried in Maine, and we'll be talking to the people in about 15-20 minutes about it. But this is all the micro ingredients, the amino acids, the enzymes that are in it are far better than using bone meal. But you don't have to worry about rodents digging up your yard. Imagine, 60 trace elements are found in seaweed, not that many in bone meal. So wait till 8:30, and we'll tell you all about seaweed kelp and how to use it. And that you can just sprinkle right around the top of your peonies or peonies, scratch it in with your fingertips, and the rain will wash it in, and it will feed that bulb, that swollen root, all winter long to give them a good shot when spring arrives. Great question. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Denny from Mass with a question about his lawn.
Hey, Denny, good morning. How can we help you with your lawn today?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have, this spring, I put in an irrigation system for the first time, and my lawn has never looked so good, but I notice that I've got a lot more moss, and I don't know whether it's related to the irrigation system or whether it's something else that's going on, but I'm wondering if there's something that I can do to treat that before the winter comes that'll kill it off, or if it's beyond hope at this point. Also,
no, it shouldn't be beyond.
Just to finish that up, I just want to come up with a solution for the lime other than the liquid lime. I have a lot of difficulty with the liquid lime spreading it, and I was wondering if there's something else I can use.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Part of the reason that you have moss is moss loves moisture. Now, how often are you running your sprinkler?
Once every other day.
Once every day for how long?
Once every other day. Each area gets about 15 minutes.
Okay. And is it sun, or are you getting a little bit of shade in some of those areas?
There's quite a bit of shade in the head.
Okay, so a shaded lawn is going to dry out slower than a lawn that's going to be in full sun. If you put down limestone now, limestone is going to take 6 months to give you a change in the pH or the acidity level in your soil. There's a company called Jonathan Green, and it's a fertilizer company that is only in the independent garden centers and the hardware stores. They sell a product called Magic Cal. And Magic Cal is a new product developed probably 3 or 4 years ago now. And one 40-pound bag is equivalent to 5 50-pound bags of powdered lime. And when you apply the Magic Cal to your ground, it will give you results by changing the pH of your soil in not 6 months, but 10 to 14 days. So if you can get the Magic Cal down now, it will help to get rid of some of the acidity to make it more difficult for the moss to grow. And then probably do it again in the springtime. Now, if you have a wood stove or a fireplace, save all of that wood ash. When you clean it out, spread it on the areas where you have moss. The wood ash will do the same thing as the Magic Cal. It will kill the acidity in your soil in a 2-week period. If you have a neighbor, a friend, a relative, and they have a wood stove, give them a steel bucket and say, hey, fill it for me and spread it on your mossy areas. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in your tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bone-Eyed Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bone-Eyed Wilt Stop.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continuing continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. It's free. So if you've got a question, call us right now. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Brenda from New Hampshire with a question about burning bush.
Hey, Brenda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. My question to you is, I bought a property a few years ago that a gardener had once lived in, and it sat with no one living in it for a couple of years. It was extremely overgrown. So I'm learning how to prune a lot of small bushes like lilacs and blueberries, rhododendrons, hydrangeas, boxwoods. But my question today is, I have two very large burning bushes that are starting to block sunlight on the property, and I was wondering when the best time to prune those and how aggressively can I do it.
Okay. Burning bush was the very first shrub that I learned to prune. And I was a freshman at University of Massachusetts in Amherst. My father called and he said, "You're coming home for spring break in March. Can you ask your teachers how to prune the burning bush by the front door?" They had gotten so big that the mailman was having trouble delivering the mail. And when it rained out, he would get all wet. And he told my dad, "You either prune them back or I'm just going to leave the mail on the front step." I came home. And I said, "Dad, my teacher said we could cut it back by as much as 50%. So we took these 7 foot tall burning bush, we cut them back to 3 feet, and it looked just like a pile of sticks. I mean, we really created a beautiful shape, and we took branches that were an inch or more in diameter, and we just cut them. We did this in mid-March. We fertilized them with some plant tone food, and by May, the new growth started, and that plant turned out so beautiful. And we had one on each side of the front door. We could now see the house. We could now see out the living room picture window, and the mailman could get in, and it was absolutely beautiful. So I found that if you do it in the fall, and we have a winter with not much snow cover, that and it gets windy, that you could have dieback. So if you want to take a little bit off now, great. But a major pruning is done in late March or early April before the new growth develops on that plant. Grab your pruners, grab your loppers, walk up to the plant and say, I'm doing this for your own good. Chop, 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 stand back. Look at it from the right, the left, chop, chop, chop. Create a pleasing shape, clean up the mess, feed them, and they will be absolutely beautiful. So, burning bush, privet hedge, the same way. The best time to prune a privet hedge is in the spring to encourage new growth to develop from the base of the plant or to control the overall width or height of the plant. But don't be scared. I'm doing this for your own good. Create the shape and the height that you want. And in the spring, when the new growth begins to form, it will fill it right in. And I guarantee you that by June, you won't know it's the same plant. And it will really respond to you. So don't do it now. If you want to cut a little bit so you can see out the window, great. But to really cut it back that much, wait until later on in the year for the best results. Anything that blooms, like lilacs, you would do the pruning when they finish flowering. Forsythia, when they finish flowering. Any deciduous plant, any plant that loses its foliage during the winter months that do not flower should be done first thing in the spring. Any evergreen plant that does not bloom, like boxwood, inkberry, ilex, they should be pruned before the new growth comes to control the size and shape. That way when the new growth comes out, it hides all of the pruning and you don't have half of a leaf from the cut. It'll look much better.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and I know a lot of you are going to be working around the yard, planting some bulbs, some mums, you know, cleaning up the dead foliage and preparing the garden for the fall and winter months. And I like to keep telling you about the new technology, ways that we can make our gardens better. And up until just a year or two ago, when you planted tulips and daffodils and crocuses, they always recommended that you use bone meal, because bone meal is all organic, it's all natural, and it's a slow-release fertilizer. But the problem with bone meal is it will attract mice, moles, chipmunks, squirrels, raccoons, skunks, and your neighbor's dog, and they'll dig up the whole bed if you spill them on the ground. And it's never any fun to do that. So last year I tried seaweed kelp meal, and I had the most incredible bulbs in the spring that I've ever had. So I thought I would ask, there's a company in Maine called Vitamin C Seaweed, and they harvest seaweed, they dry it, not cook it, they dry it from the sun so that you keep all of the nutrients and to keep the plant more productive when you apply it to your soil. So I've asked Kelly Roth from the Vitamin C Seaweed Company to join us this morning to tell us about seaweed kelp. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. And yourself?
Great, thank you.
Tell us about seaweed kelp.
Sure. Be happy to. We love seaweed. Seaweed is just the greatest plant in the world, and very few home gardeners know much about it at all. It's, you know, you have a lot of the old timers who have pulled it up off the shores for years and years and years and swear by it. We just happen to make the process a little easier for it. And, we just think it's a wonderful product, and it's just loaded with vitamins, minerals, and trace elements that can be utilized by your plants. And it's just an amazing product.
Well, the one thing I think that we should first of all tell people is this: your company is very, very unique, because a lot of people that harvest seaweed, they'll go out there and they'll just pull it right from the bottom of the ocean. And once they pull it out, it doesn't come back. And you do things very, very differently to ensure that you do not remove this beneficial seaweed from the ocean. Tell us.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of people, well, people can go down to the shore and they can pull it off the shore. That's all washed up. But the problem with that is that, number one, we don't know how long it's been floating in the ocean. And we don't know what's mixed in with those plants that are laying there on the shore. What we do is we have a mechanical harvester, and we go out, well, I shouldn't say we, my husband does the physical labor. He goes out at high tide, and it works kind of like a vacuum, and it goes down, it has an impeller blade, and it goes down into the water, and what it does is it pulls the long seaweed plants in through the impeller blade, which chops it up, and it discharges into a net on the side of the boat. So therefore, it has a big shroud around the impeller blade, so we can't get down near the root, which actually is called the holdfast of the plant, and it leaves a holdfast so that it can renew itself, and we can go back to that area, you know, time after time. We try not to clear out an area. We kind of jump around from area to area so that we can go back to an area, but it grows back much quicker and faster that way, leaving the root area, than to go out and pull on the plant and pull the whole fast off. So therefore, you know, we only harvest live plants. We don't pull anything off the shore. So it's a great way, sustainable way to you know, have the plant regrow itself. And actually, all we're doing is pruning the plant. And it's trying to get down through. Go ahead.
Now, tell us, when people take this seaweed, now, when your husband harvests the product, he brings it home, and you spread it out on tables so that the sun can dry it, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have, we're in Buxton, Maine, which is in the southern part of Maine, just outside of Portland, and the town right next to us is Scarborough, and we have 9 acres of land over there. And what we have done is we had built drying tables. They're about 4 by 8 foot long tables, green tables. And we take it off the boat and we load it into our truck and we go over to our land in Scarborough. We lay it all out nice and thinly on the tables and we naturally let the sun dry it for us. And therefore, you know, it usually takes a day or so depending upon the warmth and the wind and, you know, it takes a couple of days. Usually doesn't take a couple of days, but depending upon the weather. And we slip the seaweed and we fluff it up and we collect it back up and we bring it home to our processing facility here and we mill it down to different mills depending upon, you know, what, you know, we're using it for. But, and that's how we do it. We don't put it into a dryer and, you know, put a lot of heat to it. We just let nature take its course.
Now, what is found in seaweed? Tell us about trace elements and things like that. What can people expect to find in seaweed that makes it so unique?
Well, the general overall analysis is that it has a lot of protein and fiber and ash and a little bit of fat, but a lot of carbohydrates. So therefore, you get a lot of vitamins, like vitamin A and Bs and Cs and Ds and Es. And then you get, a lot of amino acids, like cysteine and ascorbic acid and lysine and different things like that, and tryptophan, and then you get into your minerals and elements, and you get calcium and potassium and magnesium, just a smidge of nitrogen, and a little bit of phosphorus. A little bit of sulfur, and different things like that, a little bit of copper and mercury, iron, and just tinges of everything that plants really need. And the most important thing about this product, Paul, is that in the overall scheme of things is that you just get such an intensive root system by using this product that it's able to, you know, in your gardens you get a really intensive root system on your tomatoes and your cucumbers. Funny story is that my husband yesterday was out in the garden and he was pulling up all our old tomato plants and cucumber plants, and he walks over with a cucumber still ready to be harvested off the plant, and here it is, middle of October. You know, for perennials, it you know, gives you such a great root system that you have less winter kill over the winter. You know, you're able to keep some of those plants, but sometimes that happens. Now's a great time to reseed your lawn, so add a little bit of kelp meal to your lawn seed. It's great for that. It's wonderful for apple and fruit trees. You know, if you spread it in the, you know, around the drip line of your trees, just a little bit, it promotes the growth of the fruit spurs and reduces premature dropping of the fruit. You know, and gives you a really good cold hardiness, especially if we get an early spring frost, which, you know, remember happens. Lately, we had an early spring, and some people frost in the early spring, and some people lost some of their frost. So really, it just helps, you know, that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you can put something underneath a fruit tree that will help to cut back on the amount of fruit that falls from that tree, and it will help it to build spurs and to make it frost-hardy, I mean, that's a big plus when you're growing, especially young fruit trees, because for the first 3 or 4 years, even if you could get 1 or 2 apples to get you encouraged and to continue taking care of it. Now, when I was talking with your husband, he said to me, he said, think of seaweed as a sponge in the ocean that will absorb all of the fertilizers and all of the goodness from the ocean. And that way, when you put it in your garden, you have put something better than anything else out there.
Yeah, it's true. It's amazing. It's, you know, it's everything from, you know, the land washes into the ocean, and the seaweed kind of works as a filter. Now, all the phosphorus that comes, leaches off people's fields. It's funny, the phosphorus actually is heavy in the ocean. So therefore, it lays in the bottom of the ocean away from all the seaweed. So that's why seaweed has no phosphorus in it, because it lays in the bottom of the ocean. So, but everything else, the seaweed absorbs. And, you know, you see seaweed, and, you know, you walk along at low tide, and you see the plant laying there, and it's all dried up, and it's crunchy. But as soon as that tide comes in, it absorbs all the water back up, and it looks like a fresh new plant. It's really just an amazing plant that we have out here.
Tell us about your website, Kelly.
Sure. Our website is www.vitaminc, and it's S-E-A, like the ocean, seaweed.com. And you can certainly order online. And one thing I wanted to tell everyone is that in the spring we're going to be having a liquid line. So that's going to be able to get into your plants, you know, a little quicker, because kelp meal will decompose over time in the length of your growing season. But sometimes you just need that little extra boost once in a while to give a quick shot of minerals and vitamins at some point. But it's vitaminseaweed.com.
So you'll have a liquid seaweed in the springtime.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but for now, if people want to put their perennial gardens to bed, if they want to plant fall shrubbery, if they want to give the lawn a little boost, and definitely if they're going to be planting bulbs, they can purchase vitamin C seaweed at the local garden center. Now, does your website have a list of where they can find vitamin C seaweed?
It does. We have, if you just click on a retail outlet, that'll give you a whole list of the local garden centers here. We have a few here in Maine and New Hampshire, or you can order it directly online, and we'll get it shipped right out to you.
Yeah, it's a wonderful product. I used it this past fall, and as I tell all my listeners, I never promote anything till I actually try it. And I told you that. You brought me a couple of bags. I used it in the vegetable garden. I had terrific results. I put it with my bulbs, and for the first time, the rodents didn't eat my bulbs before they bloomed. And they were absolutely fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you get a chance.
Also, Paul, it's great for potatoes. You know, now's the time of year when you do some sheet composting. Add a layer of calcium. Yep, and then, you know, it gives you the necessary energy.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. 800-259-9231. And if you're going to use some seaweed kelp, you don't need a lot. All you need is 1 teaspoon per bulb. So a little bit goes a long way, and it is absolutely the best thing you have ever, ever tried. Believe me, once you've done it, you're going to have the best looking bulbs, and you won't have to worry about the rodents destroying all of your work at this time of the year. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Diane from New Hampshire with a question about pruning her trees.
Diane, good morning. How can we help you out today in the Paul Parent Garden Club?
Oh, good morning. I have trees that are growing with low branches, and they need to be pruned. I have chestnut. I actually have a witch hazel tree as well. I have several different trees, and I also have a mature tulip tree, and the branches aren't that low, and it's quite large. So I don't know when I can prune them to make them grow higher.
Okay. Well, if you're going, you have two choices. If you do it in the fall or in the winter, you want to do it when all the foliage is off that plant. The reason is the leaves right now are full of stored energy. And as the leaves go from green to yellow or orange or gold or red, the energy that's in the leaf is being sent back down to the root system of your plant and stored for the following year. So if you prune it and the leaves are green, you're going to lose all of that energy. Once the foliage comes off, the branch goes dormant and there's a lot less shock to the plant. Or you can wait until March or early April before the plant starts to grow again. And then you can do any kind of pruning that you want. A good example, all of your commercial orchards, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, they do their pruning during February and March. If they get a good day during February where they don't have to wear, you know, boots and everything else and heavy jackets, they will go out and do their pruning of their fruit trees at that time. So usually in the New England area, late February and the whole month of March is when they would go out and hand prune all of their fruit trees. What you can do is if you have fruit trees or crab apples or dogwoods and you want to prune them in the early spring, wait until March. At that time, go out, create the shape that you want, bring those branches inside the house, put them in a vase of water, and they will bloom for you in within a 10 to 14 day period in a vase of nice warm water. But any leaf tree is best pruned either late in the fall when all the foliage is off or in the early spring itself. That's the best time. The energy is in the root system. The plant has all that energy so that when spring arrives, it's ready to go. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Again, we want to tell you about this incredible tour we have put together May 22nd to May 30th to the Chelsea Flower Show in England. It's a very, very unique tour. We have a whole day at the Chelsea Flower Show. And it's not a little tour like you would go to the Boston or the Philadelphia. You need the whole day. That's how big it is. You can leave anytime you want, but you're there for the day. We're going to be visiting Wesley Garden. We're going to spend a half a day touring the city, going to the Tower of London and a lot more, the Roman baths. We're going to an organic farm, totally organic, to really teach you how to grow organically. We're visiting several other incredible gardens. And if you go on my website, paulparent.com, click on the flower show, and you can go and see what these gardens look like.